so nice. Sweet, sweet scent of moss nice. So nice, so nice. Scent cry full of pure vibes. So nice, so nice.
Welcome back to Travel Bags with Anita and Friends. It's great to have you guys here with me today, and I have a great just got back trip that I want to share with everyone because I had such a great time. Back in the fall, I had a chance to go to the U.S. Virgin Islands. It was wonderful. It was wonderful. Now, I know you guys are familiar with the U.S. Virgin Islands out there. You know that it is part of the U.S., which is why it's called the U.S. Virgin Islands. So there's no passport needed to go there. Now, it's been owned by several different countries. Spain has owned it, Great Britain, the Netherlands, France, Denmark, and now the United States. And all of these different cultures really play a role in the island's past, but also too has brought their influence into what you find there now. So you have traditional cultures and customs that are still alive today, really in the arts and just in all the things that you see, the crafts, the music, the festivals of all the locals that are there. So it's really, really a great place to go if you're a history buff, if you like culture, and the people there are just so warm.
You ever thought about going there, Olivia?
Absolutely, especially now after doing some research on it.
I know. What are some of the things that you found?
Well, I liked learning about what makes each island special. And St. Thomas, I believe, St. John is the smallest one, but it's like 60% preserved wildlife.
It's like a national park. And it's beautiful. I've been to St. John, not on this particular trip that I took back at the end of 2014, but I have been before, and it is a beautiful, beautiful island. And I'm going to bring on in a few minutes an interview that I had with the commissioner there so that we can have her talk a little bit about really what makes each of the islands special, because when she tells it, I mean, she really does tell the story really well. And Dr. Bill, I know that you would love these islands too, because they are very pristine, very beautiful, and again, especially St. John.
Well, they're gorgeous places. It's almost like Sapelo Island, except it's a lot warmer, and
you don't have to worry about it getting cold in the months of December and January and those months. You definitely don't have to worry about that. But you know, another thing too, you know, talking about, you know, being warm there, is all the beaches. And we have to be honest now, when we go to the Caribbean, we are really looking to go and spend some time on the beach. And even if you're not a beach person, you really want to see that beautiful blue water and maybe walk along the beach and just have a chance to take it all in. And you guys aren't going to believe this, but there are 44 beaches on St. Thomas, 24 on St. Croix, and 19 on St. John's. And I mean, they're beautiful beaches. And Condé Nast has actually listed a couple of the beaches as the top 10 in the world. So when I say beautiful beaches, I mean really beautiful beaches. And honeymoons, weddings, if you want to go there and get married. I mean, the perfect, perfect location for doing just that. And again, no passport needed.
It's like Sapelo Island.
Yeah, you don't need a passport for Sapelo either. And you get a boat ride when you go to Sapelo.
That's true.
Now, as I mentioned just a few minutes ago, I had a chance to interview Beverly Nicholson Doty, the tourism commissioner for the U.S. Virgin Islands. And I asked her, what is it about St. Croix that makes it such a fantastic place to visit?
First of all, it's an incredibly romantic destination. If you're looking for that ultimate getaway, that place where you and your special person can just totally disconnect, St. Croix is definitely that place. But in addition to that, you know, you can be as active or as relaxed as you want to be. From diving, which we have some of the most spectacular diving in the region. It's one of the few places where you can dive a reef, the pier, the wall, a shore dive, and a night dive all in one vacation. Buck Island, which is one of only two underwater national parks on St. Croix. I mean, there's no place else in this area where the culture is so close to the surface. I mean, if you meander through our towns, Frederiksted and Christiansted, you can almost take a step back in history. The forts, the architecture. I mean, it's just one of those places where you certainly feel like you've had an experience and a sense of place when you visit it.
Yeah, so you can see why St. Croix is great. But, you know, I also asked her, too, because there's so much history there on the island, what really is there for tourists to do so that they can experience that history? Here's what she had to say.
Well, there's two extremely well-maintained organizations here that promote cultural tourism. One is CHANT, which is the Cultural Heritage and Nature Tourism Organization, and they do historic tours of our towns, walking tours, but they also do tours of the rainforest. They do tours of the scenic parts of St. Croix, and they also do an incredible tour that really speaks to a part of our history that was a dark part during slavery and when the Maroons lived out on the north side of St. Croix until emancipation. So that's one entity. The other entity is the Landmark Society, which runs the WIM Museum, and it's really one of the most well-kept collections of history of people of color in this region. And so they've had a relationship with Ancestry.com. They have an incredible archive of information. And we, the Department of Tourism, has just entered into a relationship, a partnership with the Landmark to really make the museum a living museum. So when you walk into the museum, you'll see people that are dressed in the working clothes of that period. You'll see people using the outdoor oven that they used to cook in. And so we're really excited about the fact that St. Croix has this unique ability, because the culture has been so well maintained, that we can offer something that really allows someone to really step back and get a sense of who we are as a people.
Then I also asked her to tell us about the other islands, because St. Croix is not the only one.
St. Thomas is the more metropolitan of the three islands. It has a long history of cruise history, really great hotel product. Shopping, St. Thomas is well known for being the shopping mecca of the Caribbean. Right in the harbor of Shalimaui is Water Island, which is the smallest of the four U.S. Virgin Islands, and it was deeded to the people of the Virgin Islands by the Department of Interior, who held it until the early 90s. And then St. John. St. John is just a jewel. It's two-thirds national park. National Geographic has rated Trunk Bay as the second most beautiful beach in the world on several occasions. As a Virgin Islander, when I want my aha moment, really to get in touch with a sense of self, I come to St. Croix. When I want to shop and get that metropolitan feeling, St. Thomas is certainly it. But when I want to just get away and disconnect, I go to St. John, because I really enjoy the water, and I think that the ability to hike through the national park, to spend a day at the beach, we feel that we're so extremely blessed. We're America's Caribbean. You don't need a passport to come to the U.S. Virgin Islands. And the real great thing is that it's 20 minutes between downtown Charlotte Amalie and downtown Christiansted. So someone can come on a vacation to the Virgin Islands. In 7 days, they can see all four islands.
Wow, great information. So when we come back, we're going to talk about what makes the U.S. Virgin Islands so special for us, for putting it on our list for 2015. You know, if you can't make it to the U.S. Virgin Islands, as beautiful and as inviting as they are, Sapelo Island is right down the road. It's about 5 hours from Gainesville. Hop in your car. You don't have to worry about going to the airport and going through security. Just go drive right down to Sapelo Island, take the ferry over, and have a great vacation. There's a beach there. There's great food there. The Geechee culture is still alive and well there. You can see all kinds of parts of that culture, sweetgrass baskets, fishing with seine nets, collecting, oh, just all kinds of things right off the beach. You'll have a wonderful time. Give them a call at 912-223-6515 and book that great vacation. And also check out their website at sapeloislandbirdhouses.com. And we'll have more about the Virgin Islands when we come back. This is Travel Bags with Anita on North Georgia's News Talk, WDUN.